the translation by Srila Prabhupada in his purport, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Spotless devotees of the Lord have mentioned the source of such knowledge. How could one have knowledge of devotional service and detachment without the help of such devotees? Purport. There are many inexperienced persons who advocate self-realization without the help of a spiritual master. They decry the necessity of the spiritual master and try themselves to take his place by propagating the theory that a spiritual master is not necessary. Srimad Bhagavatam, however, does not approve this viewpoint. Even the great transcendental scholar Vyasadev had need of a spiritual master, and under the instruction of his spiritual master Narada, he prepared this sublime literature, Srimad Bhagavatam. Even Lord Chaitanya, although he is Krishna himself, accepted a spiritual master to be enlightened, and all the acharyas and saints of the world had spiritual masters. In Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna accepted Lord Krishna as his spiritual master, although there was no necessity of such a formal declaration. So in all cases, there is no question about the necessity of accepting a spiritual master. The only stipulation is that the spiritual master should be bona fide, i.e., the spiritual master must be in the proper chain of the cyclic succession called the parampara system. Suris are great scholars, but they may not always be anaga or spotless. The anaga suri is one who is a pure devotee of the Lord. Those who are not pure devotees of the Lord, or who want to be on the equal level with him, are not anaga suri. Pure devotees have prepared many books of knowledge on the basis of authorized scriptures. Srila Rupa Goswami and his assistants, under the instruction of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, have all written various literatures for the guidance of prospective devotees. And anyone who is very serious about raising himself to the standard of a pure devotee of the Lord must take advantage of those literatures. Okay, the verse. Again, my dear sage. Nimitani chataseha proktanyaga suribi svatogyanam kuta pumsam bhaktir vairagyam evava. Spotless devotees of the Lord have mentioned the source of such knowledge. How could one have knowledge of devotional service and detachment without the help of such devotees? Om Gyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamahyam Sadati Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shiyuta Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Mitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padans Hagana Lalita Shivishakanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanda Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gaura Bhaktavarin Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Vancha Kalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sinubhyavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Uttale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschati Adesha Tarine Dear devotees, please accept my humble obeisances and give me your blessings. I can say something which has some meaning in glorification of Srimad Bhagavatam, the teachings of Vyasadeva. So I haven't given class for a long time. Actually, this year I've only given one class, and this is the second. So please bear with me. So this is a beautiful verse, like all the verses of Srimad Bhagavatam. It is the story of the conversation between Vidura and Maitreya Muni. This conversation is probably the longest one in the Bhagavatam. It takes about two cantos, so it's a very, very important. And the conversation is comprised of questions and answers. So it is most essential. Today is a very special day. Today is the appearance of Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita was spoken, the anniversary of Bhagavad Gita, spoken by Krishna to Arjuna more than 5,000 years ago. So it's very auspicious, and it's also Moksha Day Kadashi, very auspicious time. So this knowledge, which is coming from Krishna directly, it comes down in a disciplic succession. The Supreme Lord, when He created this universe, He also gave to Brahma the manual how to live properly in this world. And this manual has been there since the creation began. So the Vedas are meant to give us knowledge by which we can become free of the entanglement of the material world. We sometimes forget it, but we are very much entangled in the complexities of this material world. I've been talking to different devotees that we are all under the spell of Maya, and we're all struggling in this world. Sometimes we think that we're not struggling, but this is due to illusion, because living in this material world means struggle. We struggle with the senses, we struggle with our mind. And this is how material energy keeps us bound in this world. But hopefully, and luckily there is hope. There is big hope, and the hope is that Krishna sends his representatives in this world who dispel our darkness and give us knowledge and give us a process by which we can gain freedom. It's wonderful. This is the most beautiful part of this material world, the existence of Krishna's devotees. So this verse speaks about the pure devotees. Prabhupada also makes it clear that many people who are not experienced, they think they can make it without a spiritual master. They think that they don't need a spiritual master to attain perfection. And Prabhupada says that this is nonsense, because no one can learn anything without a spiritual master. Nowadays, we in Kali Yuga, we are so puffed up that we think I can make it on my own. I can learn everything and suss it out and beat everyone else. People are competing. But actually, if you look from the very beginning of our lives, we need guidance. We need teachers, someone to teach us. First, our parents teach us how to walk, how to talk, how to dress, how to brush our teeth, how to eat, everything. And later on, they teach us how to interact with everyone else in this world. And we go to school, we learn so many things. And again, we're receiving knowledge. And late in life, when we get into difficult situations, we also need someone to teach us and to show us how to, come out of those difficult situations. So there's no question that everyone needs a teacher. So similarly, in spiritual life, we come by the mercy of the devotees who are our teachers, and we can only progress on this path of devotional service, in this path of spiritual realization, by the mercy of the devotees. Prabhupada mentions in the purport that even such exalted persons like Vyasadev, who gave all these literatures, he gave all the Vedas, he had written them down and systemized them, explained them. Even he needed a spiritual master. He was blessed by the mercy of Narada Muni. And this is the top of our Sampradaya. So then Prabhupada says Lord Chaitanya needed a spiritual master. He didn't need, but he showed that it's spiritual knowledge is obtained by the mercy of spiritual master. So like that, Krishna taught Arjuna, although Arjuna did not need that knowledge. Arjuna is eternally liberated, self-realized person. And Prabhupada mentions all the acharyas and saints in the past. They had spiritual masters. So that's a very important thing. Rupa Goswami gives in Nectar of Devotion the 64 angas of sadhana bhakti, and the first anga is Guru Pada Shraya. We begin our spiritual life with taking shelter at the lotus feet of a spiritual master and learning the knowledge of devotional service from our spiritual master. Prabhupada says that there's many foolish people who claim that there's no need for spiritual master, and we know there's so many so-called spiritual teachers and leaders who actually don't have proper spiritual initiation. They don't have a spiritual master. And everything that they say is total nonsense and doesn't help anyone. I don't want to mention names because it's actually offensive to even mention their names. But there have been so many gurus, rascals. So Prabhupada says that, the verse says, this is Vidura speaking, and he says that spotless devotees of the Lord have mentioned the source of such knowledge. And the knowledge that is referred to is also from previous verse. Vidura, these are actually the last questions of Vidura before Maitreya Rishi starts to give his answers. So it's kind of culmination. In a previous verse, Vidura says, what are the truths regarding the living entity and the Supreme Personality of Godhead? What are their identities? What are the specific values in the knowledge in the Vedas? And what are the necessities for the spiritual master and his disciples? So yeah, this is kind of summary of all the questions. Everything is, this world is a place where so many living entities are, as we mentioned, are bound up. And then the Supreme Lord comes personally or sends his representative to free us. So we have to understand the identities of the Supreme and the identities of the living entities in order to understand what is their relationship. And because we are one of these living entities, it's important to know our nature. So the only way we can get that knowledge is by the mercy of, Prabhupada explains that, by the mercy of Anaga Suribi. So this is the Sanskrit Jai Shishi Panchat, Jai Shishi Radha Gokulananda, Shishi Sitaram Lakshman Harangoni Tai Ki Jaya. By the mercy of Anaga Suribi. So Anaga Suribi, the Sanskrit word Anaga is composed of two parts, A, which is a prefix, which means not or without, and naga. Naga meaning sin, fault, or blemish. So the term anaga is translated to be sinless, pure, faultless, or blameless, and Prabhupada says spotless. No tinge of material contamination. So that if you receive knowledge from Anaga Suribi, then it's proper reception of knowledge, and it can free you from material bondage. There's the word Suribi, Suri, is sometimes Prabhupada says there's scholars. It indicates someone who is very learned, very advanced in knowledge. But if he's not anaga, if he's not spotless, then it's not enough to make us free. Prabhupada said many times that we should accept shelter in a bona fide spiritual master. And bona fide spiritual master, this is a Latin phrase, bona fide. Do you know what it means, bona fide? Literally, bona. Bona means good, and fide means faith. So you accept somebody on good faith. It's a phrase which is used also in legal circles. Bona fide means it's pure, it's true, it's real, genuine. So we need to take shelter of a genuine devotee. Pure devotee, someone who is a pure representative. We all practice some sort of spiritual life, but most of us are not pure. I don't know who is pure, who is not pure. I know I'm not pure. I'm so much under the influence of modes of material nature. And a pure devotee is someone who is who has been blessed by another pure devotee, and he comes in the line of disciplic succession. Today is a very significant day because Arjuna received the knowledge from Krishna, and this is one of every disciplic succession coming down from Arjuna, and our Sampradaya comes down from Lord Brahma, and there's, according to scriptures, there's four pure bona fide Sampradayas where the knowledge comes down, and we are part of the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. The knowledge comes from Brahma, and then through Madhva, Madhvacharya, and the Gaudiya Vaishnavas give it special flavor. That's because Lord Chaitanya, he came and he gave the Vedic knowledge the deepest meaning, which is to gain love of Krishna. Because Vedic knowledge can free one from material existence, but you need someone who is coming down in the line of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to gain love of Godhead, not just become free from material existence. So um, we must be very eager to receive this knowledge. That's why we came in contact with the devotees by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, because all of us got somehow or other, most of the devotees come through the books of Srila Prabhupada. They come in touch with the books of Prabhupada. I'm one such devotee. I received from my father Shri Upanishad. This was the first book translated into Bulgarian language. I'm from Bulgaria, those who don't know. And it was a very nice, cute pocket version, Ish Upanishad, very small. You could put it in your pocket. And when I read this book, I knew this is what I've been looking for my whole life. This is what I want. I wanted to dedicate my life to this knowledge, this practice. And then I was looking for devotees. I was telling this story to Prabhuji recently, to Tarun Krishna Prabhu. So yes, we get the knowledge. Prabhupada calls us. Please come get the association of devotees, and then under the devotees' guidance we learn the basics of spiritual life, how to chant most importantly, and behave ourselves and dress ourselves and like that, and then we come to the association of devotees, and then we start looking for a spiritual master. Then we learned also from devotees, we learned that we must accept shelter in a bona fide spiritual master, and then we start looking. The spiritual, we're very fortunate because all the spiritual master in our movement, they come in the parampara, they come in a proper disciplic succession. But then we have to find someone who inspires us and gives us this knowledge in a very understandable way and like that. So Prabhupada created this wonderful movement, and if you look for some knowledge on the internet, whatever question you ask, the first thing that comes up is Srila Prabhupada's teachings, because Prabhupada was the person who made this knowledge available to everyone in this world. His mercy is incredible. I mean, I cannot imagine, you know, someone like myself being completely under the modes of nature, materialistic, breaking all the principles, all the regulative principles and everything. And then I read one book, and I become convinced that I must take up to this process of Krishna consciousness. It's amazing. Prabhupada has this amazing ability to make us want and identify with Krishna consciousness. He makes us think, yes, I am the persons, the devotees that he's talking about. I want to. In fact, when I was reading Ish Upanishad, I was thinking, I am on the topmost platform of devotional service, you know, Prabhupada talking about Uttamadhikari. And it took me a while to understand I'm not on that platform, but yes, it's amazing. So yes, Guru Parampara, we have to, as part of Guru Parampara. We are part of Guru Parampara. We should become part of Guru Parampara. We are part of that chain. And our spiritual master getting old, and some of our spiritual master have left already this planet. But we will remain, and we have to continue on this parampara. Parampara is wonderful. I like this statement. Sometimes devotees say that, actually this is Shastra, that in all times of this creation, there's always some pure devotees on this planet. Imagine what will happen if there were no pure devotees. It's just unimaginable. Can you imagine that there's a time when no one will know about Krishna and everybody will be materialist? This will be completely unacceptable. So we have to take advantage of this mercy that has come upon us from all the previous acharyas in Guru Parampara, and preserve this knowledge as it is given to us. First of all, understand it, then pass it down to others, and this world be more happy place. If there's no devotees, this will be very miserable. Okay, I'll stop here. So thank you, Srila Prabhupada, for giving us this knowledge. Hare Krishna. If anyone has any comments, any questions or anything regarding what we spoke about and realizations, please say it.
Thank you. So we have heard that we have to take shelter of a spiritual master, and I guess most of us probably have taken already. But I would like to hear a little more about what does it mean to take shelter? Actually, what involves just initiation, or what actually, in practicality, apart from taking initiation, what is that it? Or there is more about that? Thank you.
You're asking if what it means to take shelter of a spiritual master. And then you mentioned that, of course, there's, you said practicalities of the procedure.
The procedure we have already done, I assume most of us, initiation.
So the question is, is there something else that we need to do than just externally to accept initiation or like that? Do you have a light yourself?
I would like to hear yours.
Well, taking a shelter of a spiritual master, Krishna says, tadvidi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upadekshanti te gyanam gyaninastatva darshina. So he says you have to approach a spiritual master. So most of us have approached a spiritual master. And then he says, pranipatena, you have to give your respect to him. Give him means that you are very humble in front of the spiritual master, and very, very grateful for the mercy that he's giving you. And then pariprashnena, Pariprashnena means you have to ask questions. These ask questions, and then after asking questions, you should render service, sevaya. So this is the process given by Krishna himself. You approach a spiritual master, and you respectfully offer your obeisances to him and homage, and ask him questions, because he can enlighten you. We cannot understand the knowledge without asking questions. And then we have to render service. If you render service, the spiritual master is pleased, because that's the meaning of devotional service, is that we become realize our position as servants of Krishna and all of his devotees. So this is the substance of the process of taking shelter, accepting a spiritual master. And of course, during execution of these three things, of offering obeisances, asking questions, or in rendering service, there's many obstacles, and that's why we stay in the association of devotees, because in Vedic times, spiritual masters were followed by their disciples, and they were living in ashram together and, you know, learning from them. But nowadays, in our movement, the spiritual masters sometimes live far away. They only come few times to the place where you reside. But the spiritual masters have their disciples, other disciples who are more advanced than us, and we can also seek their guidance and ask them questions. So it's a wonderful movement that is designed to keep you under the shelter of the devotees. But in that association of devotees, we need to learn how to take advantage of that pure association, avoid offenses, and render service to devotees, try to please them, assist them in their attempts to please their spiritual master. So our spiritual master always reminds us that we should have the mood of a servant of a servant of a servant, which means that we should understand that without the mercy of the devotees, of the servants who are servants of another servant, and like that, till we come to Srimati Radharani, who is the only servant who serves Krishna directly, we cannot make advancement in spiritual life. That's my understanding. And what is your understanding?
Thank you. Yeah, I do see it in the same way. I would just say that in our day, as you said, spiritual masters are not that easily available to ask questions, but we have Prabhupada, who is always available in his books, and if we get together and try to discuss, understand, help each other to understand his instructions, then we will be always under his shelter and be guided.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, thank you.
It's very important to understand this knowledge in association of the devotees. Yeah. Anything else? Prayojana Prabhu, yes?
It's an occurrence to me, especially at night, I see all these little creatures. You know, they're on the ceiling or on the spider. You see a little spider web. And you think they're not there. And then you just watch them crawl back. And they're incredible. And that, the way I see it is that that's another life form. And it's got its relationship. You see, all these creatures, they all have a relationship with each other, a support system. And it seems incredible to me that gives me the reality of Prabhupada's teachings, that we're each part and parcel of Krishna. And just to watch it, that this little ant, that we've got to look after it. You know, it's like Bharat. He didn't want to tread on anything. Bharat Maharaj. And that you could see that all the creatures in this world are part and parcel of Krishna, but life's a teacher too. We make mistakes, and we got to learn by them. And I'm going through a strange period at the moment with old age. Somehow it's teaching me I have to learn something more, even from those, but especially from those who support me. But as I say, you can just look around. And I think Prabhupada was a similar sort of person. He was watching even a mosquito or thing around him and seeing something. He was focusing. Mm. So it was really, it's like that.
Yeah, it's a good point. We, as we make progress in spiritual life, we start to acknowledge Krishna's presence around us, and we also acknowledge the existence of other living entities. And the more you advance, the more humble you become, and the more aware you become of Krishna's presence around us in so many forms, so many aspects. And the more you become aware, away from Krishna, the more you become unaware of all these things and focused on yourself. It's like that. Thank you very much. All right, shall we finish now? Thank you for your attention. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jaya. Gaur Premanande.